American Exceptionalism News Network.
How can he close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
This is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat. And put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And I'm sure that you are that one exceptional American. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Yes, it's, and tomorrow is Drudge Friday. That's where we pick and pull. And, you know, last week, what was going on last week? You just don't even remember. There's so many things happening around here on Agenda 21 Radio. This is the show that, yes, does stop the totalitarians. And, you know, I got a very, very interesting feedback on one of our YouTubes. And the feedback was something like, Paul, how can I stop the totalitarians just by myself, one person at a time? Please explain. Okay, I'll explain. I'll take a little bit of time here. It's sort of like a magnifying effect. So there's some mathematical equations involved in it, but I'll simplify it for you. Imagine, if you will, that you know people. Think about that. People that you know some people. I bet you probably know at least 100 people in your lives. And those people, any one of them, knows another 100 people. Now, I want you to think about this. Because when things go down, this is really how things get out there from an information standpoint. When things go down. Now, I want to bring up to you what happened on February 12th, 2017 in Butte County, California, Oroville, California, Oroville Dam specifically. There was an emergency. And one person made a decision. One person made a decision and said to another, evacuate. Evacuate now. That spawned the next person to do what? Tell the next and tell the next. And then some people got really smart and said, we're going to actually get out there and tell people in radio land. We're going to tell people on social media. We're going to tell people all over as best we can. That's what we're going to do. And, you know, it's interesting because think of the hundreds of thousands of people who got the word spread like that. But that's not really the best way to do it. It breaks down when you depersonalize. Think about that. you're now adding filters into the one-on-one. You're adding filters to sincerity and communication. That is a problem. And what develops is something, I think it was Steve Jobs came up with this, a reality distortion field starts to settle in when you get more and more of the magnification of this, when it's not one-on-one. The sincerity loses itself. And then believability diminishes. Then you get into this thing, you know, telling a lie long enough and loud enough stuff. So repetition. Well, you can do that the other way. Truth, repetition. But that becomes a filter for you to determine a lie and truth, if you know what I mean. But I'm going to get back to that whole thing about, you know, one person, and how many people do you know? More than one? You probably know at least 100 in your life. That's who you know. And who do you, in your circle, it might only be 10 people that you really communicate daily with or something like that. People at your job or people at home. But they still know 10. And those people know 10. And those people know 10. And those people know 10. Now, without the filter, or with the filter, in my opinion, and this is where talk radio always succeeds on the conservative side, it is truth that wins out in the conversation of that filter. Does that make sense? If it doesn't, well, I'm sorry. You'll have to listen to this show on the podcast to get the context of this again. But you have that filter that is removed for truth. And what happens is that truth is durable. Now, it's durable in many respects. If you tell the truth to begin with, there's a saying, if you tell the truth to begin with, you don't have to remember what lie you told, when and to whom and how many times you told it. That's reserved for the narcissist who get away with lying and enjoy it and think it's okay. And one lie leads to another, and they absolutely do forget their lies. And they don't care. They don't care if they forget their lies. So that becomes a problem in your filter of the truth, doesn't it? That's why talk radio, conservative talk radio, has always been more durable than liberal talk radio. Because they never tell the truth. That's just, those are facts of life. But the notion of getting the word out, what happened, was that there were too many filters in the mix. And it created confusion, if you will, in how people evacuated from pending doom. Pending doom. I mean, it was real doom. We're only less than an hour away from being wiped off the face of the earth, myself included, this house too. You see, what was durable was what was one person at a time. It all came down to that. People communicating one person at a time. Some of your social media, in which people were using Periscope and Facebook and things like that, where you could actually see events and hear events in real time, that was more truthful than other things. But there were some certain things that did not happen that night that are all-encompassing and real truthful, and that is auditory cues. You see, the klaxon horn did not go off that night. It's kind of interesting in perspective that back in the day, whenever we had emergencies in communities, in towns, we always had a siren at the fire department, or some cities, in case of atomic blasts or hurricanes, would put these big sirens up and warn people. When all else failed, if you didn't have your emergency broadcast system on your radios and the people didn't hear that, you could clearly in your community hear the horns going off. It's interesting, but in the inundation zone in that area, as people were being evacuated, not one horn went off, because you see, all the fire stations had them disconnected years ago. Now, we suggest strongly that we put those things back up so we get clarity, right? We don't get that fog of confusion, fog of war, whatever you want to call it. We just don't get that. I think that's like a really good idea, don't you? You see, reality check is this, that what was going on was the communication that was the best, the sweetest, if you will, the very best was really one-on-one communication. That's really what it was at, where it was at. And failing that, the human failing that were the tools, if you will, the confusion that was brought in by technology. I think technology really confused the issue. And we've become so technologically dependent, dependent that we don't rely upon one-on-one personal communications. And that's the strongest. And that's why I say on this radio show, stopping totalitarianism one person at a time, because it's always best to communicate one person at a time. But don't worry about necessarily spreading the word, because those people will spread truth for you, if it's true. They will spread the truth. And that is so powerful and so strong that totalitarians cannot get over that. They cannot jump that hurdle. They really can't. That's why I say sincerely, this has been tried and true, this formula for stopping totalitarians for thousands of years. One person at a time. You know, back in the day when they didn't have those horns, they had their voices. And people would talk and would listen. Oftentimes it was a struggle, but it did happen. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. A fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
03.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Nothing like a good scream in the morning. Nothing like a good scream. Where's rock and roll gone, really? Country? I love country, by the way. Love country. There's a lot of rock and roll there. But I would proffer this, that the core nucleus of rock and roll, it's kind of like a thing that flows around the world, so to speak. But it exists. It still is there. And, you know, it's a marvelous method of communication, rock and roll music, and music in general, of course. Look at the history of music. Go back and study the historical context of music. It's incredible. Oh, there's rap, which I don't think is music. I can't remember what the definition is. You got to have three elements to make music. Rap only makes two, so therefore it's not music. At least I had a band director one point in time. It's kind of interesting, bandos, as we call them. Being a school administrator, having to deal with band directors. Band directors. It was really amazing. And I got to tell you, I have been very fortunate to have been able to deal with band directors. They really march to the tune of their, they really march to the step of their own drummer. Literally. And it's kind of challenging as a school administrator to work with bandos, as we call them. Now, remember, I love music. I used to play, you know, drums and clarinet and saxophone and things like that. So I am musically inclined. So I get it. But bandos, band directors, and drummers or dumbers, as we used to call ourselves, different element altogether. But very creative. My God. Like I said, I worked with some of the best. I really did. I worked with a couple of them that were really, 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 really good. But boy, could they get out there with some of their demands. But, you know, they were demanding excellence. And how can you fight that? Really, you really can't. That's what you want in good school personnel. They want excellence. Just want excellence from their students, from everybody out there, demand it. They work with them to get there. They encourage them to get to excellence, which is always... music as a communication device is awesome. It's awesome. And many cultures have their own different musical characteristics and so on. And, of course, now with the electronic age and Fender guitars and that sort of thing, music has really, really shifted our lives. And I can think that when the gangster rap came in, how devastating that was on a culture. That was in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s. And it was totally devastating because it was negative, very negative. Everything was misogynistic. Everything about women was terrible. Yet, of course, the mainstream media and everybody else foisted that upon our society. And so for two generations, our kids were saturated with that. And it was, I think, very, very destructive myself. Professionally speaking, it was incredibly destructive. Rap music is destructive from a musical sense. And, you know, you can have darkness in music and you have light in music. And so much of rap music is incredibly dark, if you will, as they call it. So, but my experiences with rap music as a form of communication was very negative in terms of my viewing of what was going on culturally within our society by way of high school and college level kids. You know, I thought it very, very destructive. Whereas if you have other music that's fairly lighthearted, well composed and so on, it's very, very productive for society. That's my opinion. Rock and roll pretty much fits that. The positive nature. Country music pretty much fits. I know you can get dark and you can sing about, you know, your girl left you and stuff like that. But, you know, the productive value of it is not so negative. It's going to be self-destructive to the rest of the world, which is oftentimes what, you know, you're going to kill cops. You know, when you're out there pleading to kill cops, go ahead and it's okay to kill cops. Well, what did that manifest itself to in Dallas just last year? And what did it do with the Obama administration, who was actively touting rap-style music, which just turned us into a killer culture, right? I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that go into people's heads, just like Hodgkin's did yesterday. The poison fills the head. Rap music is a poison, and it fills the head. I've saw it happen to kids. And how they change their demeanor, you know, kids being very, very impressionable, of course, how it would change their whole demeanor, their whole attitude once exposed to it over time. And we really actively, I got to tell you, in our programs at the schools, we actively did away with it. We wouldn't allow it because it would turn to be such a negative thing. And then what you would do is, if you did have it, it would draw in a different element. You know, people who really liked to do killings, people who really thought about knives, who did bring knives to parties and stab people. I saw that play out big time. I'll never forget the night when we won the CIF championship in football, 5A division at Esperanza High School. And we go back to the school, and everybody saw thousands of people out there on Kellogg Street, and buses come in from the kids. And all of a sudden, I get this word that one of my students had just been stabbed to death in Yorba Linda. Stabbed to death. And another one seriously injured. Slit arms and that sort of thing. And what it was a party in which, you know, a lot of gangster type things were going on. In that beautiful little community, yeah. And people decided to get gangsterish. You know, they were kind of acting it out, not necessarily living the life, but they were kind of, you know, living low. They were not seen. And what happened was, is that some of these kids decided not to go to the football game, but went to the party instead. And guess what? Some real gangsters showed up at the party because they got word. And they didn't fit with the elements. They didn't fit with the students. They didn't fit in the community. They came from outside the community, but they were the real gangsters. And after a few minutes, some words were exchanged. A few things were said. And one of my students lays dead on the floor, bleeding out. Knifed. Guy walked up from behind and stuck him right in the chest. Right in the heart. Then started slashing the other kid that was with him. That word came just as the buses were pulling in at Esperanza High School. Quieting effect on the audience that was there. Well, the couple thousand people easily gathered there. Maybe three. Maybe four. Actually, it was packed. The kids get off the bus. They're excited. They just won the game. And as soon as the buses pull up, the word has spread like wildfire. One person at a time. Couple thousand. I'm going to say at least 3,000 people there. Complete silence. Complete silence. It was stunning. Absolutely stunning. The kids get off the bus. And they get told what happened. Taken away completely. The championship they just won. So worked so hard for perfect season. That sort of thing. Rap music. That was a big thing. I kept asking the kids, what were they playing? And the kids all said, because everybody knew. That's the kind of stuff that goes on with rap music. Oh, and then there's a lot of other things too. But music has been a communicator and a way to get the message across. We understand that. But where did it come from? That's the key thing. There's some really, really good books out there. Bornstein's The Creator does a great job of explaining music and where it came from. And it's startling how people like Bach and Beethoven and all these people started to come up. How our Western civilization started to change radically because of music. And right now, because of music, our Western civilization is declining. It's what you put in your head. It's the poison. And I would say yesterday, the shooter, his head, the poison inside that he got from his liberal Democratic friends and reinforced with himself, that was the weapon. It wasn't the gun. It was the poison inside.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills?
What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra.
Attention, business owners and independent
contractors. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed.
We can help you today.
That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra.
It's an intimidating,
so give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, a little bit of a memory lane. The memory chip kicked in there. Yeah, music has had a huge, huge impact, of course, on everything that we're doing right now. And will continue to do so. But Bornstein's book, great book. I would suggest anybody should read Bornstein's book. And it's pretty... pretty straightforward about what goes on with Bornstein's book about music, and it's a book that a lot of people haven't read before, don't understand it. I wish more people would read Bornstein's book, and there's some other publications. It's an old book. I mean, it's probably I first read Bornstein's book in 95 or 96 or something like that. Okay, so now what's the toxic waste dump of the liberals doing right now? Sloshing around in people's heads. What kind of poison are they putting out? Okay, I got the memo from the Wiki Man who sent me a story, and the story is about the Washington Post. Democracy dies in darkness, and I'm trying to figure out how this article is laid out on the screen as I'm trying to read it to you, because it's a pretty good article. If it came from the Wiki Man, let's see if I can get. It doesn't have everything. What's the deal here? It's kind of weird. Anyway, it says here in this article, democracy dies in darkness. Sometimes it helps to shed a little light on the hateful leftist echo chamber. That's what Malcolm Harris has done. Malcolm Harris, hearing David Duke without the baggage, Steve Scalise is stable, but a lot of Americans die from hospital errors, so keep crossing your fingers. He goes on and says down here a couple of other things. If the shooter has a serious health condition, then he's taking pot shots at the GOP House leadership, considered self-defense. Harris, a regular at the Republic, tweeted. Another tweet said, Steve Scalise is stable, but a lot of Americans die from hospital errors, so keep crossing your fingers. Scalise has been shot, he goes on to say. says, according to Malcolm Harris, is the author of Kids These Days, Human Capital and the Making of Millennials, forthcoming from Little Brown. This is the left's hate metrics in action, he says. Goes on here. Harris' work has appeared at the Washington Post, which has taken the lead in churning out that takes attacks of the news and this doesn't make a lot of sense actually. So original renaissance from him. Okay, I'm not going to read this. No, but it says here that basically it says pro-communist writer wishes for shot congressman's death. That's the title of the article. Now, I heard about this, that this guy had decided that he would, Malcolm Harris is his name, come out and pontificate about how he wished that Scalise died. That's the context of what this article is all about. Now, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Well, that's what you want to do as a communist. You want to sow dissent, and you want to support the death cult, if you will. Right? I mean, that's what they do. This is what communism does. And here we have a situation in California where we're sliding into socialism. Well, according to Joel Kotkin, but according to Paul Preston, we're past that. We have 1 foot on the side of communism, deeply embedded. We are now picking up that left foot, if you will, and moving it out of socialism to put the other foot into communism as well. Now, we're making that transition right now, right in front of our faces, and people aren't talking about it. Well, they're talking a little bit more because they see Jerry Brown's action. Jerry Brown, I'm sure, was wishing for the death of Mr. Scalise. I'm sure of it. That's the way these people roll. Because it's not about safety, obviously. Jerry Brown doesn't give a darn about your safety. We know that. He's one of them. The death cult is here. This is like I said, how these people roll. And this is where we have to be concerned as citizens, say, wait a minute. We're going to put a stop to that attitude. We're going to put a stop to that is not acceptable. And it's not acceptable if it comes to us by somebody writing an article. By a tweet, it's not acceptable for somebody to write an editorial in the newspaper. It's not acceptable to somebody come out on a YouTube. It's not acceptable for somebody to say it in a newsroom, live on TV or on radio. It's not acceptable. And it's not acceptable in our music that we listen to. And I said, well, we could just turn off the music. Can you? Can you really? What are the little tiny things you do to control those messages that come into your life, to come into your kids' lives, and come into other people's lives? And what do you recognize in other people when they are saturated with that hatred? What do you do? How do you act? You see, what's happening here when these guys make these kind of comments like this Malcolm guy did? Is this act as encouragement for the others to increase their hatred? It substantiates it. It approves. It gives approval, especially when you come out on a media platform like the Washington Post, that somebody says it's okay to kill somebody else. It's okay to go hunting Republicans, hunting conservatives. It's okay now. It's okay. And after all, haven't we, over the last 8 years, really saturated you with the death cult? President himself, on his own terms. By the way, it's his term. Now, you can say, oh, the president didn't do that. No, he set the stage. Leadership at that level sets the stage, and he set the stage. That's where I pin it on him. Don't give me this leadership crap that he didn't do it that way. He did. I know what leaders do, and you do too. He set the stage. His policies, his talking, his discounting violence. Nothing to see here. Move along. There was, of course, it was all about white hate and against gays that happened at the Pulse in Orlando, right? Had nothing to do with Islam, of course. I mean, I don't know why you would think it had anything to do with Islam. I mean, after all, the shooter sat there for 2.5 hours calling news sources and telling them Allah Akbar and how he's doing this for Islam. and he was a terrorist. But no, that isn't the way it worked. No, you didn't see that. And so, you know, this shooting in Dallas and killing all the police officers, Obama had nothing to do with that. He didn't set the stage. No, there's no attitudinal stuff coming from the president. You've been saturated for the last 8 years with this death cult. And now they want to take you to the next level. And that next level is killing off the leaders, hunting them down, which is what happened yesterday. And what happened, there were two guns that stopped him. He was not expecting. He was not expecting guns to respond, the shooter. However, he got it back, and they killed him. Soft targets, that was the target. His head was filled with hate, and he became a weapon. Could have been a bomb, could have been a knife, but he chose a gun. It's not the gun's fault. It's not the knife's fault. It's not the bomb's fault. It's what's in the head of the person. It's how they're programmed. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, working along with the media, working along with the politicians, working along with the left to create an ideology to be found in the academics, that set the stage for yesterday. But what about the days ahead? You need to be forewarned so that you can be forearmed. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
1-1-0.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is how this whole thing plays out. I guess we're sort of, they're trying to make assassination mainstream now. I think that's really what it's coming down to. We've made killing cops mainstream. Now we're going to make assassination of politicians mainstream. And that's what's so disturbing here. That is what is so disturbing here. Remember, John Kennedy was a politician. And so if you're not disturbed by any of this that happened yesterday, we have somebody who's going to mass murder politicians. Then, you know, hello, you got a problem. You got a problem. You need to wake up. Now, this boiling the frog slowly business and creating this culture of the last 8 years of Obamaism and killing, mass killing is okay. This is an example. If you haven't heard of Sean King, he's just a peach. He is an absolute peach. This is Sean King is the guy who acts as a preacher of sorts. I don't know. Satan preacher, I think. Black Lives Matter leader, Sean King, that guy. This article comes from the Washington Times. Sean King shares blaming white men theory after Steve Scalise shooting. Blaming white man theory. It says Black Lives Matter leader Sean King used an attack on congressional Republicans early Wednesday morning to suggest a theory for reducing mass shootings. How about banning white men? There's no racism and bigotry in that man's heart, no, sir. I mean, really. See, this is all the stuff that comes out. The hate, by the way, that was spewed by Obama with critical race theory. Hello. Remember that? Critical race theory. We've talked about critical race theory for quite some time. In fact, it was Andrew Breitbart. Since his assassination, we brought it up, critical race theory. And this is the notion that all white men created this country. They are evil because they were slave traders. The Constitution is evil because it was written by slave owners. The Declaration of Independence is evil because it was written by slave owners. The Bill of Rights, God-given rights, is evil. So therefore, God is evil. Christianity is evil. Protestantism is evil by extension. Because, you know, it was Protestant founding fathers who wrote those documents, escaping the tyranny of Europe, by the way, from the Pope and the Islamic crazies, as well as certain kings and so on. But they were all affiliated with one another. And it was those Protestants that came to the United States to form a more perfect union and came up with such documents as the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Go figure. So we are attacking the white men. Just out and out flagrantly by Sean King attacking the white men. The racist bigot gets airtime on the Washington Times. Representative Steve Scalise and at least four others were hospitalized after 66-year-old shooting suspect James Hodgkinson of Bellevue, Illinois, opened fire on an Alexandria baseball field. Mr. King, who also writes for the New York Daily News, told nearly 675,000 followers that the Louisiana congressman was essentially to blame for the attempt on his life. I'd like to take a quick second to break something down regarding this awful shooting in Alexandria, Virginia, Mr. King wrote as part of a series of tweets. I continue to say that if America wanted to drastically reduce mass shootings, don't you find it appropriate, or not appropriate, but interesting that he uses the terms that I've been talking about for the last hour? To reduce mass shootings by way of a human ban, white men must be banned first. Of course, I am against banning any group of people, but factually speaking, banning white men would drastically reduce mass shootings. But what you and I know is that American safety is not really a priority to conservatives. They play games and political football with it. The activists also said that only white suspects are talked about with nuance. Oh. Instead of white people in general taking the heat for James Hodgkinson, he is almost instantly being called a liberal radical, Mr. King said. But when a Muslim does what James Hodgkinson just did, the prevailing white discourse is not to talk about the type of Muslim that he is, T-Y-P-E capital. Mr. Hodgkinson, who volunteered for Vermont Bernie Sanders' failed presidential campaign, died of his wounds shortly after exchanging gunfire with Capitol Police. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together for these bigots, right? I think it's hysterical. I think it's sad and sick. I am sickened by this despicable act, Mr. Sanders said after hearing about it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about that's poisoning everyone. Poisoning the well, if you will, of American culture and society. And who's putting this out? You see, this kind of thing, this kind of a story would never make it on Agenda 21 Radio without slamming, of course. And we're slamming it right now. We're not going to publish it. We're not going to print it. Sean King is a despicable human being who over time people will, and people are seeing who he is. But as long as the media foist these monsters out into and taint the pool of our free society, we're going to have these problems. And they celebrate. This is what Obama was doing, was celebrating people like Sean King, of course. Brought him to the White House. How many times? How many times did Sean King go to the White House with Obama? A man who professes to say that white men are evil. See, that's the heart and core of critical race theory, which Obama professed. That's what's in our universities right now. In our colleges, everything's all about critical race theory. It's actually called getting whitey, is what it's called. I mean, I guess we didn't end all this racist, bigoted stuff back in the day, did we? We did not. We'll be back.
Shooter's Paradise. Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Liberty. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website at agenda21radio.news. And for the Tea Party types, George Runner is going to be at the Tea Party Patriots meeting coming up here this next Monday, 6:30, at the Church of Glad Tidings. It's awesome. George Runner, State Board of Equalization, will be here. And he's going to give us his presentation about what's really going on. It's interesting, you know, and I'm not speaking about George Runner here, but had a chance to sit down with some state politicians here. One, a Democrat, and two, Republicans. And they're not from the area that I'm in right now. They're from Southern California. And boy, they have similar concerns about what's going on with the state of California. And it ties right into the whole thing about Joel Kotkin and about the demographic shift and the turning California into a socialist state. That's his story. You know, see, of course, we believe it's a communist state. And we're turning in, we've already progressed beyond socialism here. So look forward, I think, to some things changing in California, especially coming from Democrats, because Democrats are concerned, too. Kind of interesting when you put the fear of God in you, or when that fear comes over you. And I think maybe for some Democrats, maybe after yesterday, it's becoming a bigger fear, if you will. The fear of God, it can work absolute miracles, now can it? And you never know about California. You never know. And you never know about good people stepping up to protect freedom and liberty. It's exactly what we need. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.